You have to learn orderliness. Part of the way we know that you are not mature in ministry is that once you come, but probably because if you are anointed, once you come, once things are happening, you will just be going like that. There is no orderliness, there is no anything. It's a proof of immaturity. Jesus said, put them what? 50-50. Let them be in order. But if you come to that kind of service, you will say, Jesus, why is there any? There is power already. Let's move power. Why are you hiding there? Go and sit at the back. Okay, it's your new canvas that is making you. I know. I'm suspecting why he. Me and this guy, we have stayed long enough. We have stayed long enough for me to know. See the way he's bouncing. It's because I've not noticed his new shoe. That's why he is doing all this thing. Now I've seen it. Are we okay now? Where the guy there? Why did he hide? Let me see your face. I've seen your shoe. Uh-huh. No wonder. The guy, he knows they can. Now because say you never see him, now why will they suffer? If they touch the thing, they move him. As I don't see him, everything is not normal. In Jesus' name. Okay, let's pray for 1 minute. Now that we are ready, and ask God to open the light of the word for us. Mighty things can happen in these few minutes that we'll spend here. Let the word be made flesh. Let the word be made flesh. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So let's start from where we stopped yesterday. Ephesians chapter 3. Let's start quickly. Move over. I believe we have gotten to the 6th verse. Right? Okay? I think we have even moved ahead of the 6th verse. Let's see the 7th. Uh-huh. I think we are between 6 and 7. Let's start from 6 so that there will be a basis. You were not here yesterday. Raise your hand. You are not here. Ah, you are in trouble. Oh. This thing we are doing in secondary school is called further mass. And the problem with further mass is that if you miss one class. How many of you did further mass in secondary school? You did further mass. Have you mastered it? No. The way your head is, I know. Don't tell me I know you have not mastered it. It's called further mass. Hmm? You are a lady here and you did further mass. Raise your hand. Oh boy, when I try you. That means in your secondary school, you used to be the most, one of the most, if not the most intelligent. No be so. Hmm. Those days, if you are very, very intelligent, they will push you to that side. Because they believe that it's people that are intelligent. But this, the good thing about this kind of mathematics, did you do it? You are intelligent. The way your head is. The way your head is. I saw your flyer now. The way your head is, you are intelligent. The books, you know. I think part of the things God need to conquer, part of the things that need to come to the cross for you now, is what you know, your intelligence. Hmm? Have you noticed that that's part of the things that is suffering? Your knowledge has not been able to deliver the goods. Hmm? It needs to come to the cross. It's not bad on its own. But you want to make something out of that knowledge. So it has to come to the cross. Then, when it has come to the cross, what will remain is the one that God can use. There are many that God can use. In fact, as of that time, if people say, you are intelligent, you tell them, Make una know they talk this one before God will be. You know, because you have realized that the knowledge did not help you. Somehow God showed you mercy. And people now say, wow, I know Joshua. I have always known you are. You know, when people come now, there is one woman that taught me in primary school. She now came to our house and said, I know that you will always be a successful. I said, look at this woman. Now God just show me mercy. People more intelligent than you are suffering. And see, it's not intelligence. It's not. It's the mercy of God. It's the favor, grace of God. Leave it. Huh? Mm. So as the woman is saying it, I cannot insult the woman because she's an elder. In my heart, I was saying, God, don't take this woman serious. Don't take her serious. Me and you, you know. Sometimes when people finish telling me, I'll be saying in my heart, me and you, me. Like, we went to point, Jesus Christ. We went to Port Harcourt the other day. Sorry, I will start my teaching. I want to make you comfortable around my teaching environment. That's what I'm doing now. Learn it. We went to Port Harcourt. Dennis is already there now. And then Antonio Obeli was there. So these guys were, I thought it was joke. Oh, these guys were carrying us. The nun said, I should enter the first car. If we move from here to here, those guys that are protocol will jump down and be doing like this. Clearly, I asked the first one, what is really happening? Then when they have cleared it, they now cause hold up and then jump back in. And then we start moving. They did it the first time. I was watching. I said, maybe it's a mistake. Second time, I said, I don't understand what is really happening. They did it the third time. By the fourth time, I knew it was a trap by Satan. Huh? I said, how can you be clearing the road? We would have made more progress if it was only that our car that was moving, instead of all that drama. So they want to do drama on the road. I told the guy, stop. They refused. God down did it. They said, stop. They refused. I just quickly told the person carrying me, you know what will happen? Because the Holy Ghost that came with me, they invited a big man of God, but it's the Holy Ghost that made me big. The Holy Ghost was, he wasn't talking, but he was just waiting to know, because sometimes God will not say anything. He will just be waiting. What the people are doing, he will not tell them anything. He will just be waiting for your own response. What he will work with is your own response to the matter. I have to quickly escape, so that I was telling him that, make I quickly go to this place, deliver my assignment. Don't mind this. Don't mind it. Don't mind it. That's how many people, they are not seeing now that you are suffering. Nothing is making sense. Eh? Until God will, your priesthood will now rise, and one project, bah, you now buy car, you now marry, you now build house. They say, I know Dennis, he has always been an intelligent student. His future is bright. I remember when you used to teach us those days, and then Satan will, something you will say, nah, true, nah, just help, God, just help me. Things we are already getting, you know, I just went to nail with them now. You know, they will sing a song for you. The name of that song is Da Na 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 Na. There are thousands and thousands of people in that your same situation and circumstance that never made it. Sometimes what people cost more is because they are looking from human perspective. It is not small. That thing you call small makes all the difference. Abi, what do you call the fact that Isaac came and said, told Jacob, you are blessed? Even Esau couldn't understand it. He was asking his father, is he only one blessing that you what? You have. Is it not just to stretch your hand and be saying, you are blessed? You are blessed. Eh? Like some pastors do, they will tell their church member, it's not bad though. Let their church remember, none of you will suffer in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear amen. None of you will suffer in the name of Jesus. You see, what the man of God didn't tell you is that he is the man of God. He is not God. He is just what? The man in the phrase is man of God. There is God in it. There is man in it. Hmm? In that phrase, the person praying is the man in the phrase. The most important thing in the phrase is what? The God in the phrase. So you can pray. The prerogative is still given to God to what? Answer. Do you know what I found out? The reason why you are still useful to God is because you did not answer many prayers you have prayed. If God has ever, that one you have been praying, if he has ever answered half of it, you would have been lost. Imagine the prayer you were praying in campus those days. Some of you prayed for visa. Some of you prayed for all kinds of things. They say I find trouble. I will not find your trouble. I will try. Just more. I will find small trouble. Okay, verse 6. That the Gentiles should be what? Fellow heirs and of the same what? Body. And partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Verse 7. Whereof I was made what? A minister. Paul was trying to say here that there is a project that is in the heart of God that he has decided that in this season he will begin to execute. The word minister means servant. Somebody that is brought in service. So he was inducted in service because there is a project. And the project demands administration. Are you getting the point? So he was inducted. He said, whereof, that is what we read from verse 1 to 6, made it necessary that somebody should be called. Somebody should be a minister of that project. So if there is a project in the heart of God, something God is trying to do, he will need ministers to help him to execute it. Like, for example, somebody becomes the president of Nigeria. President Goslov. Obo Tumbo. If he wants to execute his administration, he cannot do it alone. He will need a lot of ministers. Is it not true? Something like Minister of Information, Minister of Health, Minister of Education, and all that. Is it not true? So, that thing that the administration needed to achieve necessitated that ministers needed to be inducted to help to achieve it. So, Paul was saying that everything he analyzed for us, are you with me, oh?
Yes, sir.
Everything he analyzed for us from verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Whereof? I was made a minister according to the gift of grace of God. That is another thing we cannot go into. Given unto me by the effectual working of what? His power. Aye. We can't go there. We will not come out. Verse 8. Unto me whom am less than the least of all saints is what? This grace given. So he's trying to say that the difference maker is not first, last, big, small. Especially if we are counting based on the natural. That the difference maker is the working of the grace of God within his members. The way we know men that, in fact, Paul has always said it in all of his gospel, that the greatest proof of the measure of ministry that God committed to a man is not necessarily the crowd. It's not even though it can be. It's not necessarily the physical size, the age, many other things. He said it can only be measured by the grace that is at work.
So it's in vain that you are saying this one is this. Because if you tell men to count, let this person be this, let this person be this. Me, I know that some of us will not be anywhere. Unfortunately, or rather fortunately, grace proved otherwise. So even though men would have chosen and taken you and put you in a different position, grace made you to appear in a plane that men cannot deny. Even though they would have denied you that opportunity, but Paul was saying that this one now that is working is as a result of the grace. So when we stand to execute the purposes of God, we execute based on the administration of grace that God has given to us. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So it's in vain that people try to fight a man of grace. Because the day that person is not there, you will find out that there is nothing you can do on behalf of God that is not sponsored by his grace. So it will mean that the man that carries grace is the man that carries the ability for execution. So once we appear to do that thing, the man of grace have to appear. If not, it will just be a struggle. So if we come and say that miracle is not big in the natural, he is not old in the natural, many things in the natural, but he is the one that has the grace to execute that assignment, then it will mean that grace have separated him and made him capable in doing this. Because if you check somebody like Paul, he persecuted the church. Is it not true? There, many things disqualified him. In fact, he said he is the least. He said, unto me whom I'm less than the least of what? All sin. Is this grace what? Given. I don't know why God is always like that. He will look at, in fact, Paul said the foolish things of this world, God has used it to confound what? The wisdom of the wise. So that no flesh shall glory in his presence, that all glory shall be to God. So when you see those things at work, even you will know that it can only be God doing this. When you see some people like us, the way we live, fast, pray, do things, you will know that it can only be the grace of God that is at work. If you, probably somebody is watching me, if you think it's not grace making us pray or do the what we are doing or come every day, irrespective of what is happening, we'll still come because grace covers us. Meanwhile, it's possible that if you do what I'm doing, you will suffer loss because there is no covering. The license to operate is grace. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So if you now do it, you will find out at a certain point that you will find out you are now doing it in the flesh. That is why if you want to distinguish yourself in the matters that concerns God and his assignment, is not, don't try to do it in the natural. New suit doesn't make you different. New title, because in the natural people accumulate title, bishop, doctor, apostle, prophet. That thing does not make you different. The day there is need for execution, the person that doesn't have any title, all I need to do is to carry my sister Dinaka and give her the mic. And then the people that answer, apostle, prophet, everything, we know that they are in need of grace. That what propels the agenda of God is not your title. What propels it is what? The grace of God. So Paul is trying to say, even if you want to neglect me, you cannot. As a matter of fact, the scripture told us in the book of Acts of the Apostles that when they called Paul to the Jerusalem council, there are many things they would have used to, you know, tell him to stop this, that one. But the grace of God in the life of Paul was undeniable. In fact, it is not just that Paul had grace. He had undeniable dimension of grace. At that level, it is impossible to deny the hand of God. So Paul spoke. The Bible said that when they saw the grace of God that is at work in me towards the Gentiles, they gave me the right hand of fellowship. Many times, it's not because they wanted to accept Paul. No. It was because grace was much. Brothers and sisters, we will lay hold on grace. We will not speak with our mouths. Let the grace of God on our life begin to what? speak for us. And if grace becomes abundant, a time will come, even the elders will give you seat. But if you contend for seat with the elders in the natural, with scheming, with manipulation, they will kick you out. So when grace is available, people will know that the only time you are disadvantaged is in the natural. Once, and it so happens that everything that concerns God and his project is spiritual. And if it is true, that means the man of grace has all the advantage. Paul said, what Paul is trying to say here, I will never get down to the natural. Because if I get down to the natural, even the apostles need to kill me first. Because I've killed many of them. Are you getting the point? So the man is always in the spirit. Me, I also behave like that. I know any time I get down, they will put me where I used to be. I said I went to 100 level in my church in UNN those days. What was the name of that place that they eat? The men's school. SUB. Who said SUB now? Hi, my guy, my friend. Let me go this side and teach. I went to SUB. We were doing NIVG to prepare for first year program in my church those days. You know, they looked at me like this and told me to ask Satan. I don't know how somebody will look at me and say, oh yeah, ask Satan. What motivated them? Say after me, lack of grace. When you lack grace, you will ask Satan. But when you have grace, even if you are looking like black, you are ugly, they will say, man of God, come and be Angel Gabriel. The reason why you are not with me. Because those days, yeah, there are people that I look better than in the natural, but their voice is to the high heavens. Some of them know how to walk, know how to speak grammar. Me, I'm coming from Newi. Even my English is so ebotic. So as soon as I spoke, they say, this one can't stay on this day. Let's make him devil. So that all my English will be categorized as the way Satan speak. May the Lord give you grace. So they looked at a man that is fitting physically, because you are banking on your capacity in the natural, and they say, ask Satan, ask devil. Look at person that is probably should act Satan in the natural. In the natural, who among you will volunteer to ask Satan? Even now, nobody wants to ask Satan. It's just in a movie, assume that you are Satan in that movie. Somebody said even in the movie he will not be poor. Somebody said assume you are acting a movie and you are poor in the movie. The person said in the movie I cannot be poor. Amen. Those are just religious. I saw something. A woman was on an elevator. And a guy told him, how do you get down from here? The woman said, God forbid, I bind you. I cannot be down in Jesus' name. I can only be going. He said, it's the elevator. How do you get down? The woman said, I will never be down. It's you and your family that will be down. In Jesus' name, I will be going up higher and higher. He said, it's an elevator. It's an elevator. It's not. Amen. Oh. So, Paul is trying to say here that it's the grace that makes all the difference. Amen. Labor for grace. When grace is poured into your vessel, many times what people seek is not you, is the grace that you have. So as long as you walk with God, if you have one or two things, don't ever come to the point where you are deceived that suddenly people like you. They don't like you. What they like is what you are carrying. The day they look for it, they don't see it, they will escape and find the next person. That is why if you are a minister and, you know, by 7 a.m., people, some of them will call you back. If you allow people, They will call you by 12 in the night and say, man of God, I cannot sleep. Man of God, another person will call you and say, man of God, I'm trying to pray this night. I can't pray. Can you pray with me for 30 minutes? I said, I don't understand this. So I will leave my own prayer and then pray with him for 30 minutes. Some of those people doesn't know that there are thousands of people that are directly and indirectly under your mentorship, your shepherding. Eh? So if you don't quickly respond to them, they will say, these men of God, they are proud. Meanwhile, it's selfishness. Never be. Anyway, many of you are still. But when you get to that point, don't be blackmailed. Some of them don't know that there are 50 something hundred messages, hundreds, thousands of messages. Each one of them is hoping that I respond the soonest to them. So they want to keep me on a call. Don't mind them. One even told me, he said, Apostle, I'm seeing that you are online on WhatsApp now. So that means you should answer. The person want to do video call with me. He said, I can see you are online now. Why you are not picking the call is what I don't know. So, you know, are you getting the point? Meanwhile, we are doing prayers. I'm doing counseling. I'm doing a lot of things at the same time. And me too. I'm also listening to some messages to charge my spirit. Now, the reason why I'm saying this, if you miss your Bible study to minister to people, one day your fountain will dry up. And those people will leave you and go to other place. If you leave your devotion just because they are telling you, man of God, some of them will even use seed. If God has not dealt with you, these people will deceive you when you get up. One told me, I have the seed in dollars to sow and all that. As if I'm doing anything with seed. If I collect the seed now, you see, you need to die. Many of you need to die. If I collect the seed of the money, what will I do with the money now? If you know what I will do with it, tell me. I don't know what to do with it, except for the fact that I will still take it for the gospel. Is it not true? So, in the gospel, what is more important? Is it not the grace that powers the gospel? So, if I mortgage grace for money, what will now happen if we come to the place where there is nothing that money can do about it? All of us will be looking like this. Are you getting the point? The reason why they put me there is to make grace available. Then I left it for money. Don't mind those people. So many people will do anything to get them. They say, some of them, if you ask them, they say they want to get it to use for the work of God, as if God is complaining. If God needs to mortgage my integrity, mortgage many things, mortgage my secret place to get money, I don't need it. To grow in ministry, make I know grow. The real growth in ministry is not physical, is you. When you grow, ministry is growing. If there is any growth in ministry that is not commensurate to the growth that you have within you, is fake, is cancer. It's a cancerous growth. It needs to be cut out. Are you with me? Oh? It is only the growth that your secret place can carry that is real growth in God. Huh? If you grow beyond what your secret place can carry, it will not take you to where God has ordained for you. It will be a distraction. It will take you away. No matter the discipline you have as a man, it will be beyond you to carry. Very soon you will misbehave. Huh? If your secret place cannot carry 1 billion and 1 billion enters, you'll be doing spiritual things in quotes, but those spiritual things are rubbish. They are not part of what God wants to do. The reason why you are doing that is that you have not grown enough to be handling 1 million. Meanwhile, as a man of God, you are praying, oh God, give us 1 million. Give us 1 million. Give us 1 million. Meanwhile, your secret place is dry. The only prayer those churches pray when they gather for ministers and pastors meeting is for money. Meanwhile, their secret place has not grown enough to hold, manage that dimension, manage that measure. Are you getting the point? God in his mercy will not drop that 1 million. Then other people that have grown in capacity, some of them have 1 billion. You will not know. All of them will come to church and be sweeping church on Saturday. Imagine if God's love has 1 billion. No. He will be giving God, but he will still misbehave. He will be doing good things. Huh? But included in those good things is things that will mess up your life. Because you wake up one day, because you have money, you will finally travel to that South Africa. Because now, are you getting the point? You now have enough money to sponsor your ambition. When you have more money than your consecration and secret place can carry, you will begin to use it to sponsor your own ambition. It was my father in the Lord that gave an example. He said that a man, it was a story, I don't know, a man that didn't have car. So because he didn't have car, girls were not disturbing him, ladies and all those, they were not disturbing him because he's trekking. Until he had a car. When he had a car, a voice started telling him, somebody should be sitting in front with you. Say after me, sitting in front with you. So he started picking ladies along the way when he's going back from work. You see, that was not a possibility when he didn't have car. Is it not true? When you now have car, then you need to... He said, I'm just offering them help. Magaladosh. May you not offer help that will take you to hell. Amen. Don't be manipulated into offering strange help. All help. Some of them are, some of them, you don't know that Satan is also aware that you have good heart. Some of you are not aware that Satan too, you don't know. You think it's only bad thing about you that Satan knows. He also knows you are a good person. That if they ask you for help, that you find it hard saying no. You are not getting my point. There are people Satan has tried to get with bad things. He is not succeeding. He gets them with good. He knows that nobody can ask you for help and favor. You will fail to do it. So a lady will now tell you, by 1 a.m. I'm stuck. Can I come to your house? Because I'm Jesus that died for you. That's what the piece said. I've told you people. The lady said, all I want is to come and stay with you, Pastor. And then I will be safe. He said, go and stay with this sister. He said, no. I'm afraid the demons will be... I just want to stay. The priest said, if you can't stay with this, then I can't help you. I'm not Jesus that died for you. Oh, man of God, you need to know that there are cases you can't solve. It's only God that can solve it. It will make you humble. You have to know that you are human. If you don't realize your humanity, you will try to do many things that God is not doing. And then you will fail for it. Say after me, grace. That I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Verse 9. And to make all men see Jesus. We can't go there. The fellowship of the mystery. So his job now is to deliver this mystery to all men. The fellowship, the intercourse. It is obvious that the mystery is existing, but because men have not seen, they lack the capacity to interact and fellowship with that mystery. So fellowship with the mystery is dependent on the availability of insight and revelation. So grace, a large tranche of grace, was delivered to the vessel of Paul. And on that account, he received the capacity to make all men what? See. And as long as men see, on that basis, they will be able to interact and fellowship with what? The mystery. Are you getting the point? So he said, which from the beginning of the world had been hid from God, obviously. Has been hid in God, sorry. It has been hid what? In God. Who created all things by Jesus Christ? This is a lot of mystery. I love the book of Ephesians, Colossians, and Philippians. These three places are for matured men. Is born. Meanwhile, you can read it and think you understood. You cannot. The more you grow in God, the more you know that Ephesians is very hard. In fact, theologians call the book of Ephesians the apex of the revelatory ministry of Paul. Paul showed highest. In fact, he is always saying itself. Even him himself is saying it. Okay, you man now, what is the mystery?
let me leave you. This one, you reduce your hair. You are looking very humble these days. Whatever humbled you, I need to know it. Come and tell me on WhatsApp. Which from the beginning of the world had been hidden God, who created. Okay, next verse, quickly. Now, follow me. Are you with me? To the intent now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known. What? By the church. What the principalities and powers need to know? What do they need to know? Wait, you. What do they need to know? Huh? No. Look at it now. The manifold wisdom of God. But it so happens that the way that we know it is through what? The church. It is the church that have the capacity to reveal the manifold. Another word for manifold is multifaceted. Another word for it is multidimensional wisdom of God. Huh? For everything that needs to be done, you find out there is a wisdom behind it that we have not known existed. It so happens that the manifestation of that wisdom is given to the church. No wonder Jesus said, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of what? The kingdom. Okay. Verse 11. And we will stop there in this particular text. According, let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it again. Everybody, 1, 2, ready, go. So every single thing that has... Are you with me? Pay attention. Every single thing that has been spoken hitherto in this scripture is hanging upon a purpose. And that purpose, God purposed it not in limbo, not in proxy. He purposed it where? In Christ. That we mean that the execution of that purpose is hanging upon the knowledge of Christ and the interaction with Christ. Are you getting the point? Meanwhile, this one now, this purpose was not purposed now. It was something that is purposed where? Verse 10. Let me see verse 9 quickly. Please. Which was from the beginning of the world. In fact, what I'm even talking about is even before the beginning of the world, but I don't have time now. Get me back to 11 so that I will not waste time. According to the eternal purpose. Remember, I told the people that the teaching of the election, the price for divine election, is standing on four pillars. That the first pillar is the eternal purpose. And I needed to show you a few things to show you, to bring you up to speed, that every single thing God decides to do, He is doing it because of His purpose. If He called this guy, are you with me? He did not call this guy because he likes his face. He called this guy because of his purpose. Can you get this point? If God decides that you will be the one to execute this assignment, He is not calling you necessarily because of who you are, but because of his purpose. Meanwhile, according as the scripture we read in the book of Matthew, the scripture said that many are called. Are you getting the point? But how many are chosen? So this is how it works. God will begin to search and take an average of men that possibly have the capacity to execute a certain kind of assignment. And then he will call. He will call like 1,000. I'm giving you an example. There is no number. He will call like 1,000. But what he needs is probably just 10 people. Huh? The reason why I'm teaching you this thing is for you to know how to make it to that number 10. Huh? 1,000 free. The calling of God is by grace. You did not pay for it. Nobody demands it. It is something that is coming. Before you even know anything, the call has come upon you. Before you entered your mother's womb. Huh? That is where the calling came. But the election is in time. It is in time. And there are cumulative things you need to do for you to be part of it. Remember,
the election is in time. And remember also that I said election has to deal with purpose. Say after me, purpose. Because some of you now will be hearing upside down. There is something I'm carefully not putting my head inside. And that has to do with somebody being born again. Some people call it. Have you heard of the word elect and election? They are not the same thing. No. These two things are not what? Just because they are gotten from the same word, they don't mean the same thing at all. Elect is talking about a different matter. Election is is just a weakness in the English language. Huh? The word that you will use so that it will be easy for you to understand is the word chosen. Say after me, chosen. Well, that is why I have to start from the book of Matthew, where Jesus said that many are called, but how many are chosen? So God will call many of us. By your choices, decisions, preparations, and many other things, you will bring yourself to the point where you are among the people that are now chosen. Huh? There is a way you position yourself, you will make it hard for God not to elect you. In case there is somebody that is there, and there is a way you have positioned yourself, he will mount, and the first person he caught is misbehaving. He will mount pressure on the person. You know why he's mounting pressure on the person? He knows that there are three on standby. They are warming up like this. Imagine if you are a footballer. The 11 people playing on the field are the elected, because they are the ones actively involved in the execution of the project. Is it not true? Guess what? They are substitutes. So imagine if where you are supposed to be a right winger. Huh? And probably you are playing for a football club called Manchester United. The same position that Cristiano Ronaldo is playing. Are you getting the point? And somehow Cristiano is on the bench, and you are the one on the field. Are you getting the picture? I'm trying to paint a graphic picture for you. You cannot relax. The day you relax, Cristiano will enter and score hat-trick, and the coach will be saying, There is what we call it in coaching. You make it hard for the coach to drop you. What I want to teach you is how to make it hard for the coach to drop you on the bench. I'm telling you, some of the things I know, some of the things God showed me, some of the things that the Father taught us. Huh? You will see. You will check in the scripture, you will see how it is practiced. The person that had the crown was Saul. Saul was wearing a crown. They collected it in the spirit and gave David. The man was still walking physically, but in the spirit they have collected the crown. What was God's basis for collecting the crown? He said, I found a man after my heart. So as Saul was misbehaving, David was doing everything that God wanted. So God didn't wait for him to even mature. At 17, he anointed him. See, you don't know what I'm saying. There is a way a young man will prepare himself. God will retire people before their time of retiration. Because you have aligned yourself so much that he didn't need to waste time. Wasting more time on this person is elongating the season of executing of his own project. If we have found a younger man that should do it, why are we waiting for this man to be 80 years? Let him die at 50. We will retire him, you know, take him to heaven. They will put they said in heaven there is a red carpet. They will give you red carpet, give you, and say, come and we have found David. Saul, go and rest. I will show you the secrets of divine election. Meanwhile, David was out of sight. He was in the woods. All he was doing is tending the sheep. But from heaven, even though he was out of sight, he is a grassroots politician. Grassroots politician, you don't see them, they don't make noise. But the day you are doing election, you don't involve them, you will lose election. Because they know who and who to contact. They know the buttons to press, and their name will enter there. you will know when they called him to come and fight Goliath, and they are telling him, you are too young to do it. He said, you don't know me. Just because we are hiding, I don't kill bee, I don't kill lion. Many of you wearing shield, you have not done anything for God. You are just babies. You are bogus in the natural, but in the spirit you are weak. You are just carrying positions and titles. When we talk about the movers and shakers of things in the spirit, forget that I'm young, but I have touched the foundations of the things that will yet appear in the future. It's just a matter of time. Eh? The man that killed a bear and killed a lion, can't he kill a giant? But many of the men that were standing there, if they stood for another 40 days, they would not be able to even stand before Goliath. You see, for David to stand before Goliath is not a coincidence. He has been standing against opposition that is physically greater than him. Eh? It was in the woods that he found out that a man can be big in the physical and he can be small. That what counts in the day of warfare is not your size in the physical, is the largeness of your heart. So David was small in the natural, but in the spirit he was a man that is large. Eh? He said, allow me to contend with this man. He's an infidel. When the man spoke, he looked at Goliath and said, you think you are contending with me just because I'm small? He said that you have challenged the Lord God of Israel, the Lord of the angel armies. That is the one you have blasphemed. It was there that we found out that even though the guy was young, he has been a man of the altar. Eh? Because no man will be able to execute the project of God properly if he has not known the ways of the altar. Because even our high priest that is in heaven, he is sitting as a king, but there is an altar before him. Incense have to arise if the project will be executed. So God is permanently bound to men of the altar because they know how to generate incense. Meanwhile, somebody like Saul just appears like that just because he has a broad shoulder, and they said he is bigger and taller than every other man. He thought that qualifies him for contending with giants. It's just your fellow men that you'll be intimidating. When we appear in warfare, the real men will appear. Eh? Let's forget show. It's just before people that you can be doing show. When real principalities appear, they know men in the spirit. Eh? When you speak, they will know that they have heard this voice before. That this young man is not young. They will say, don't mind this guy. Oh. Eh? It's only in the natural that Chebu is small. When he appears in the spirit, he's a man with a large... See, they will find out your real height. It's better you are 5 feet in the natural, eh? And 1,000 feet in the spirit, than that you are 7 feet in the natural and doing like this, like broom, like tall, you know. And in the spirit, you are just an ant. I want to be large. I want to be large in the spirit. David knew he had power with God. He knew it's a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. Huh? David knew a lot. I will show you with that guy. Huh? It was when he died, he was about to die, the things he taught Solomon proved that the actions he took was not because he didn't want to do certain things, but because he understood the laws that makes politics to fall on his favor. So when he said that I will not use my hand to kill Saul, it was not that he loved Saul. It was because he understood that there is a higher law that he can activate by taking a certain posture. Huh? So he gained advantage both now and in the future. So even when they are, you see, sometimes Satan knows that you will win, but what he wants is to have at least a small portion in your victory. Are you getting the point? So had it been that David did that, he will still win the crown. Huh? But Satan will have profit in the end product, and that is what Satan wants at the ultimate issue in the life of many believers. Hmm? He knew that the way you are going, you have exerted a lot of energy, a lot of hunger, passion, fasting, prayer, many things. So he's looking for just a small profit. He knew that he can't make all the profit. But somebody like David said, I will not stretch my hand upon the Lord's anointed. You think it's because he loved Saul too much? It was when he was dying, he told his son Solomon, don't allow Joab, kill him. It was there, I said, So David can kill somebody, but the way he was talking, it seemed as if he was a saint. He is not a saint. He has done his calculation well. He understands the politics. He was busy doing politics. any small occasion that presents itself before David, the first thing David does is not to react. He's a man of, he's discreet. He knows the wisdom that works in discretion. So what he does is that he looks at the matter and says, is this issue normal or is it another politics? So he doesn't quickly react. He checks the politics involved in every action and in everything that he sees that is manifest. So when he saw Micah, when he was dancing before God, and Micaiah, the first wife that he had, told him, look at the way you are opening your clothes. He checked in the spirit. He saw that it's another politics. He said, it's before my God that I'm dancing naked. As the song that Dr. Paul and Nature sang, with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. So it was better that he was naked before God and then he's clothed. Jesus. I just want to teach. I think it's this thing you are playing on. Don't you think so? No, pause it. This thing want to mislead me. Pause it and start in 15 minutes. In Jesus' name. You people will notice and you didn't tell me. You see, we are still in this verse. Let's go to chapter 1. Now remember, here we have understood that what motivates God is what? His purpose. Say after me, his purpose. So if you want to participate, you have to understand the purpose of God. It is the purpose of God that is the guiding factor in everything. And I've also told you people that all of that is purpose. He has purposed it in Christ Jesus. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Okay? Another thing you need to know, the four stands, the four pillars. The second one is adoption. Say after me, adoption. Where the guy they go? You want to go where? Come and give him the mic. You want to go where? No need to come for your own salvation. You man want to give a mic. You the vessel. So we have successfully been able to talk about the first one is purpose. Say after me, purpose. The second one is election. Say after me, election. So I've explained to you yesterday what is election. If I read chapter 1, we'll soon read it. You will see where all of them merge together. And the third one is adoption. Say after me, adoption. So let's start reading from verse 1. I will still touch what adoption, election. Already I've told you what purpose means. Is there anybody that doesn't know what purpose means? Purpose. Thank God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at where? And to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Verse. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all what? Pay attention. The scripture have started. You see, Paul is very intelligent. I'm not sure anybody would have been able to do as much of an interesting job as he has done. You see, Massive is still saying, thank God, he has entered another thing sharp. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who had blessed us with all spiritual what? Blessings in heavenly places. You remember we always say that there are places in Christ. This is where we got it from. In Christ. Then you now see colon. Meaning that this guy wants to say something. It's just that somebody, you are asking questions, somebody wants to say something, you now put colon. You now give him. Mr. Lekwa, we'll give you the mic now so that you will continue where Paul wanted to. Let's see verse 4 now. Now, Is it as if they are holding this guy? He said no. He now said, blessings, God has given us blessings. We are in Christ. He needed to explain what he meant. He now said, according as he had chosen us in him. Now, the first he here is God the Father. Is God. Has chosen us in him. The second him now is Christ Jesus. Are you getting the point? Before where? The foundation of the world. Can you get how this scripture is unfolding? Whatever we are still reading here now is before, is when? When is it happening? Follow me. Follow this one. Is when? Good. Pay attention. If you don't understand this, you will not be able to juxtapose the scripture. Everything we are saying here is still happening before the foundation of the world. It's a strange matter. Meaning that the purpose of God is not an afterthought. In fact, his plan is not an afterthought. In fact, man is not an afterthought. Are you getting the point? If purpose is not an afterthought, and he has purposed it in Christ, and as the verse before this said, that we receive the blessings of God in Christ, it will mean that both we, Christ, blessing, all of them, is not an afterthought. Because before the foundation of the world, God has already chosen us. Where? In him. God has chosen us. Before the world, he has chosen you. Where? In him. Mm-hmm. But not the problem now is in Christ. So you don't have identity. As far as the purpose of God is concerned, you are without identity. You are without a post. You are without a portfolio outside of Christ. The people that are chosen in the context of the execution of the purposes of God are found within a circumference. That circumference is called what? Christ Jesus. Thank you. God bless you. That we should. Say after me, should. Paul is an intelligent man. He said we should, because he knows that we are not yet. But meanwhile, just because you are not, has not nullified the original agenda that is in the heart of God. God chose us in him that we should, even though Elijah is not yet. But the reason why you can and you should is because a reality is already existing. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Another column. Verse 5. Having predestinated us. What? Stop at adoption of children. That word children there is sons. I've told you people that adoption is gotten, simply means placement. Say after me, placement. How will you understand this scripture now? Many of you would have realized that all my teaching revolves around one thing. Resolve around priesthood and construction. This thing now is construction. It's still construction. You see, when we say the purpose of God, it will look as if it's activity going on. But as far as God is concerned, it is not activity. It is exactly a construction. So if you go to the book of 1 Peter, 1 Peter will begin to tell you that we are lively stones that God has ordained to build his spiritual house. So, what's your name now? Daniel now, before God, is not homo sapien. Before God, Daniel is a stone. Turn to your neighbor and say, my sister, you are a stone. My brother, you are a stone. Turn to your neighbor, say, call him Okute. Akamaha Barande. Turn to your neighbor, if he's a brother or a sister, call him with the right name. Say, brother, you are a rock. You are Okute. If you're an evil person, tell the person, one knee Okute. Hallelujah.
So the reason why we are saying this is because God is constructing something. Are you with me? If you are constructing a house, what do you use to construct that house? Say after me, stone. We don't use block, we use stone. And if you are using stone, it will mean that there is a particular space that is given to your kind of stone. If all stone is the same shape, the same dimension, we will not be able to get a house. Is it not true? If you are understanding this, my small and simple analogy, say amen.
Amen.
So, you see, a stone can, you know, you can see some blocks, they are this size. You can't put them in that corner. It's bigger. That's why, if you realize purpose, you will not be intimidated by what other people are doing. The one you are called to do, you master it. When you master your location, you become precious. You become precious. Become a precious stone. When you master it. I don't want to go deep into stones. But if you go to the book of Revelation, you will see all the stones that are there. There is jasper, onyx, many of them. That's not where I'm going. Where I'm going is that there is a construction and there is stone. And that stone is you. Can you get the point? And if that stone is you, if you go back to the scripture, in the construction of the temple of Solomon, the Bible told us that the temple of Solomon was constructed with stones that are made ready. Say after me, stones made ready. I didn't hear you. Say after me, stones made ready. Say it the third time. Stones made ready. Do you know what it means, Chibeze? It means that before you are, the way they build house before is not to bunyan block, they will not give you. You will, what's that thing? Trowel or knife, and then be cutting it to fit. They don't do it in spiritual construction. Represented in the physical example that happened in the building of the temple of Solomon, they said that they took all the stones to the quarry site. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In the quarry site, every of the stone was chiseled to size. It will mean that the position for every stone has been predetermined. Can you follow me?
Yes, sir.
I want to explain verse 5. He said, having predestinated us unto adoption. I want to explain it, but you are not paying attention. If we are predestinated unto adoption, and adoption is representative of sons, and I told you that as sons, what God is doing is a construction, that you are represented in his building site, in his spiritual house, as a stone. Are you getting the point? And the reason why it has to be predestination is because there is already, remember I told you that adoption is placement. Placement of son. And is a construction. And these sons represent stones. If you are a son that is a stone, and you are supposed to be placed in a place, and God has predetermined something. What God predetermined in this scenario is the location where you'll be placed. Are you getting where what I'm saying now? So when we now come in time, this is come. Because the way this guy is doing, I'm not sure he knows this. Are you getting the point? So this is come to the middle so that camera will catch you well. Can you see this? Okay, I need two more people. Go in front like this. Can you see what we are doing? Come and stand like this. Come. Come to this place. You know why you people are here? Stand like men. I hope you are not fasting. My guy, they sure fasting. Assuming this guy is
Are you getting the point? The stone. Huh? He has been adopted into placement. This is where he's supposed to be. And is the stone. Are you getting it? Huh? This is his position here. So, what we are doing in sonship, because the final point in the four is sonship. Are you getting the point? What we are doing in sonship is to reduce him to the size that can fit here. Because this is the construction of God. Hmm? And in the full construction of God, what this guy can fit in is this position. And in this construction, you don't cut anything here. When we bring you, we just fit you in. Can you get the point now? So, God predetermines this shape that is here in his construction. Eh? Then he comes in time and begins to check men that can fit here. So, the taking of men and fitting into his project and agenda is called the adoption of sons. In other words, say after me, the placement of sons. So, the Bible said that having predestinated us unto adoption. So, he has predestinated that we will fit in here. But when we came to time, come, let me tell you what many of you are doing in trying to achieve your purpose in God. Or you enter here. Enter now. You see, the guy can't pass. What's the problem? He is still bogus. There is a predetermined shape you need to take. Can you get what I'm saying? If at all you will fit into God's project and agenda. So this person will say, God, why are you using me? He's not going, why are you using me? You are not fitting for election. Election has a predetermined placement. And it's only men that have the right frame, the right formation that can fit in here. Can you get the point? So this guy have to go back to the query site. We start knocking him. Start knocking him. Let's assume we now knock you. Eh? Can you see how we knock him like this? Oh yeah, fit in. Enter. Can you clap? Can you understand this simple analogy?
Yes, sir.
The three of you can go back. This is the explanation of verse 5. If you forget this, you're on your own. If you forget this one, you're on your own. So you now understand why sometimes, somebody, one guy chatted me, said the people he started with are now anointed many things. I don't have time to answer him. I said, what is your basis of judging? Huh? Do you know where you are supposed to be placed? You have that position you are supposed to be placed is predetermined. And if there are positions that are vacant in the spirit, there is a predetermined posture, predetermined personalities, preparations, capacities, competence that can fit in. Can you get the point? It's only human, it's only in Nigeria that somebody that didn't go to school, they will say that what it takes to be a governor is at least a school certificate or whatever. What's the basic requirement? Sue said, some guys don't have it and they want to be your governor. Huh? Let me stop here. Guess what? Anything can happen in this Nigeria. You can become local government chairman, become governor, you can even become a president without anything in Nigeria. But in heaven, you know, if it happens, the kind of politics we are talking about, the one, in case, when I say politics, some of you need mind renewal. When I say politics, what people started thinking about is Nigerian politics. How I will, as soon as I say politics, people, the next thing that came to their mind is manipulation. When I say politics, I'm not talking about manipulation. You can't manipulate. When you come there, it's rigid rules. Do you know what the Bible spoke about heavenly politics? He said we have received a kingdom that cannot be moved. What we do is to receive grace to measure up. So if it takes 1,000 hours of prayer for you to be qualified for a certain assignment within a season, Mr. Lekwa, 2 hours in the night for 21 days. Itetana ba nsi na nuku uku mbu ebuwo na m. Aha mu gburu onya na akwa. You will call your wife e kpon nye say na bia ma godo mmiri nuku ma. Na nwoka na. Ah, when you finish, you say, "Oh my God. Father, you understand my position. I know you are a merciful God. It's not of works. Father, I know that your mercy is greatest. Father, I know you said to whom you will show mercy, you will show mercy. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. In Jesus' name, look upon your son in mercy and grace. In Jesus' name. Minus Satan plus Jesus. As you are sleeping, you have done it. You are sensing warfare, and God is telling you 2 hours, 2 hours. He said, minus Satan, plus you drink anointing oil. Now, you see. Have you or have you not done it? You see, what I'm saying is reality. And the thing is that, it's not because I'm not calling them. The people I'm talking to, they are before me. So that if you want to repent, you repent. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I have anointing to teach the why. They talk. If you do it, they will break your head. But I can talk to you now. God called me. He sent me. I have anointing to do this. I have covering. His authority. So, God is demanding 2 hours from somebody. He went and collected anointing oil from a man of God. So, the anointing oil serves for the requirement of priesthood. He's substituting the requirement for priesthood with anointing oil. So in the night, when God demands 2 hours, he said plus minus devil plus Jesus, drinks anointing oil, takes Bible and keep on his head or behind the pillow, and then he sleeps off. The, you know, witches, their apprentice witches, they will come, take the Bible, put it one side. Some of them will even read some few chapters. Some people think Satan is afraid of Bible. Do you know Bible more than him? If there is nobody here that the letters of the Bible, none of us know it more than Satan. None. No matter how much you have read it. That's why we don't trust on letters. We trust on revelation. No matter how much we know the letters. Come and see what him and Jesus was doing. In temptation. I thought he would come and say, "I bow to me." He said, "It is written." Jesus said, "It's written." Satan said, "It's written." Jesus said, "It's written." Satan said, "It's written." That means Satan is not a novice. If Satan backed himself against Jesus, who are you? What do you think you know? In fact, at some point, Jesus have to say, "Get thee behind me." That guy is habitus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are not hearing me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, in this kingdom, politics is not manipulation. But what carnal people do is to manipulate God. Somebody asked me, man of God, many years ago, is there no other way? Me, I'm good in manipulating. The guy is a politician in the natural. So he thinks that in heaven they do that kind of politics. The politics we do here is to receive grace to do what others are not doing. So you by that thing you are doing, make yourself fitting for an assignment. Are you getting the point? If you want to go out for a very high occasion and you have 5 suits, one is 100,000, second one 80,000, third one 60,000. How many suits did I call? Fourth one, 50,000. The last one is 40. But these first four I called are very dirty and smelly. And you just rushed out. As we are going, you just realized that they were not neat. All things being equal, you would have preferred the 100,000. Are you getting the point? But they are dating. Well, which one will you wear? The last one is 40,000. Which one will you wear? Why did you wear 40? Is it because it's the best, is the best looking, the most costly? It is because it is made ready. I will keep praying and fasting, yielding myself to the dealings of the Holy Spirit. A vacancy will appear one day. The problem with this thing I'm teaching you now is that God will not tell you the time. He will just keep you in the query site. Things will be going on. In fact, I will show you one of the tests. One of the requirements is the test of time. A season of your life, it seems as if there is nothing happening totally, that God has forgotten you. No assignment, no ministry, no demand. It seems as if your grace is dormant. Nothing is moving. You will want to give up. That time is when the most activity, there is politics going on. But if you are not intelligent, especially if you are young, the tendency is to move into activity. Meanwhile, there is politics going on there. They are canceling them, putting them, doing a lot of things. Are you getting the point? That test of time must come. Test of time. That is where the things you heard in dark will be tested in the light. If you cannot bear to hold yourself to it, you will lose out. Did you understand this one now? The adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. You know, the reason why he has to include this thing is that this pattern that God chose is not because he didn't consult anybody to choose this pattern. So in case you want him to choose another pattern, he will not. So, as I said, what God wants to do is supreme and paramount. Then he chooses men to be included in that project. As much as God has given this person grace, like somebody like Saul, he stole many things. More important than the grace and anointing and many things he gave those people is the achieving of his agenda. If at the end it is the person that has the least grace that is standing consistently in the gap for a land and in a territory, heaven will elect that one. The matters I'm speaking about concerns both individuals and territories. You remember I taught you people that the Church of Jesus Christ is represented in many fonts. There is the representation in universal context. Is it not true? There is a representation in body context, and there is a representation in territorial context. Have you read the book of Revelation, where the Bible spoke about the seven churches? The one in Philadelphia, the one in Sardis, the one in Thyatira, the one at Ephesus. Meaning that those churches were represented what? Territorially. So, and if you have seen a few of our teachings and our messages, we showed that the representation, the authority of God in a territory is represented in the lampstand. So God does not directly minister to a territory. He ministers to a territory through what? The lampstand. So now God can come to a place. I heard this thing first, I think in the mouth of Archbishop Benson Idahosa or Duncan Williams, I've forgotten. He said that the people that have the assembly that has the prophetic voice of God is not necessarily the biggest in the natural. It is the one that is most aligned to trap down the purposes of God. Then God will drop his candle there. So it will mean that, you see, every other assembly, we are not saying that God is not with you, but you are only correct in executing the purposes of God within that territory to the tune that you have aligned yourself to the prophetic voice of God that is being issued out from the place that his lampstand is. So the people that are wise, once they see a lampstand standing in a place, in a territory, what they do is that they begin to align their sails according to what they see being manifest in that place. Then you will begin to experience the same progress. It's not about the size, it's about lampstand. Are you getting the point? So, what I'm saying, what I'm teaching you, the election is beyond individuals. There is also election of assemblies as a representation of models through which God has desired or determined or elected to begin to achieve his purpose. So the dealings of God to those local assemblies is a representation of his dealings to a whole territory. Huh? Meanwhile, when God started, he can call many assemblies. Some of the time, give them many graces, anointings, many manifestations. So probably the first man that is in charge of one assembly just stumbled on the anointing. And then people, one man will come and say, "Man of God, they told me, if you pray for, one told me that if I know how to pray for business people, that my ministry has blown." Huh? Mr. Lekwa, you don't know what I've suffered. They have given me all kinds of money. They told me all I need to do is how to pray for business people. Then it's over. I've sorted my life. If somebody put container that is worth 50 million or 70 million and he's having problem, you say in the name of Jesus, and then you settle it, the thing came down. And after selling, he made the profit of 15 million. Huh? And he paid tithe of 1.5 million and sowed seed of 4.5 million. Your 100 naira offering doesn't matter. After that kind of... Your 100 naira offering doesn't matter. You might like this example I gave. You need the query site. So when those people tell me, even though I know I can do it, I will tell them, come and pray with us. They will come, pray first time, pray second time. They say, nah, Marogodo. This one said that these people are young people. They don't have problem. They don't know how this thing is paining me. I say, thank God for reducing my labor for me. Because what some of them don't know is that I'm very experienced in this kind of thing. How? That was what my father did. And before my very eyes, all the people he prayed for, when he started becoming weak, all of them disappeared, went to another section. That's when I said, these guys are crook. When they are telling me, I said, come and carry me now. The only thing that will happen is that I will suffer for a time. But after some time, it will be a process, it will be gradual, it will not be boom. But if I follow the other one, I can pray for one guy. Some of them mean it. If I get contract, 51 told me that he will be paying not 10%, 50%. All I need is to pray for him. Eh? So if 50 million enter, one night I was praying for resources. I started thinking on this thing. I said, nah. If I pray for, why not me take out 3 days? If I take out 3 days fasting, nothing will stop this thing from happening. 50 million drop. This guy give me 25. Satan said, yes now. You now buy that land you are looking for, you buy it. Then you fence it. Build something for better Rama people and all that. You stop praying, you focus prayer on other things. You bring money here. The wealth of the Gentiles shall be converted to you. Amen. The thing was making sense. Use a lot of scripture. I was explaining. Set out no Bible. He was using Bible to explain to me, and it was confusing me because he had known me. I'm a man of Bible. He cannot use, so he used Bible. As he was quoting Bible, and I said, "Let me," and thank God for groaning. And I entered groaning, and somebody do after me. I went deep. There are depths in prayer. I went deep. I was still hearing it. I went deeper. It was getting faint. As I was going deeper and deeper, the voice was getting faint. When I got to the depths of God and stayed there for 1 hour, 30 minutes, the voice became silent. That's when I knew that it's Satan. Some of you think that Satan can't speak. You feel goose pimples. Say, I'm in the presence of God. I heard the voice of God. Some of the things you heard, what you call the presence of God, is Satan talking to you. When the sons of God were gathered together, Satan appeared there. Is it not true? And I say, what is Satan doing in the presence of God? There is an allowance that Satan has to bring some goods to you to see if he can sell. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So the last one is sonship. Sonship is simple. Sonship is up. That's what we do here. Sonship is the process of making you fitting for adoption. Or rather, let me remove adoption so that you will understand it. You know, that way this guy wanted to pass this way. He didn't go. Sonship is how you are now reshaped, remolded, refixed, so that you can now fit in. Forget that I just did the guy like this. It's not easy for you to turn that. In your real posture in the spirit, it takes a lot for you to turn. Because sometimes in turning that way, you might lose a lot of things in the natural. Your sleep might enter. Your guy man might enter. I notice you man like guy. When you wear that, your can be bouncing like this. See somebody like Bulldozer, his guy man is taken away. There are some sisters that their delicate balance is they used to expect in this world, the way are we do guy here. Hey. There are sisters that plan to do terrible things in this world. Sisters, am I communicating? They plan to do terrible things. They wanted to do terrible things. Huh? As they are preparing, they are already getting ready. Jesus held them like this and began to sing for them, out of the ashes of your dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. I say it happened to me. I wanted to go to Lagos and blow in ministry. Meanwhile, I'm already in ministry. I want to blow. Look at my mother there. She has forgotten. She says she will hustle 200,000 for me so that I will find a location. Because it's obvious I'm hardworking. At least I will not lose the money. I have packed my bag. I wanted to go. I felt the hand of God hold me like this. And they sang a song. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. It's destiny that is navigating us, motoring us, maintain the sound. It's manipulating our days. If they have allowed you, hey, some of you, above our channel one, men, should have been in trouble. At least I know one of my sisters, her desire in this world is never to stay close to us. So when all of us, we are going to UNN, she put him so. All her attempt to escape, the time she now wrote UNN, first one, she got admission, first list. When she now entered UNN, I told her, join me in my shop, Shekinah. She said she will not. She now, in an attempt to run away from Shekinah, she ended up in Castle. She didn't know his death process. Out of the ashes of my dying today. She's still running away in Castle. They made her foundation class vice president of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. Deeper! I see the breaking of a brand new day. As soon as she finished Deeper, she escaped and was dodging herself. She wanted to travel to Connaught. Guess where she ended up? Imo State. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a, you must fulfill destiny. They will knock you. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Some of you that is in Beterama in Sabo, when you remember the kind of food they used to cook at home, okay, when you are eating the one here, in your mind you'll be picturing the one at home. That's what is making you swallow the one here. Is a death process. All of them is required. And then you begin to die, because there is a man that we entered there. The man for election is not this one. If not, there is a point. I have, I think, 9 points. There is one I removed. Actually, that one should be number one, but people have overemphasized in it and have removed their participation and their role. That one is mercy. It is actually mercy that makes a platform for others. So when God is knocking you into shape, some of you, if you have married 3-4 years ago, you wouldn't have been the woman of God you are now. No, it's not possible. Probably married the kind of person that will not allow the you in you to come out. And as far as God is concerned, that is more important to him. So you are like Hannah now. Once the very purpose in the heart of God comes out, election is certified. The one that is without child will bear seven. Because beyond the bearing of the child is the purpose locked up in the heart of God. It is more important to God than anything. So the same demand, God did not deny Hannah. It's just that you have not been knocked into shape. When you are knocked into shape, the money will come, because God is not interested in the money, the anointing. Those things are supposed to help you to achieve a purpose. He wants to knock you into alignment. So we need to die. The number one prize for divine election is alignment. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. God came and called Abraham and said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. When Abraham waited for God, he didn't see God. He went and impregnated Hagar. For 20 something years, God, how many years God did not speak to him? When God finally appeared to Abraham, what did he tell him? Walk ye before me and what? Be ye perfect. That will mean that even though Abraham had a calling to be this great man, that his walk is not robust enough to support the superstructure of his calling. So as of that time, there is not yet a seal to that thing that God said. In fact, I was studying scripture. I found out that the father of Abraham was the first person God said, leave your father's house. But at the end, it was Abraham that left his father's house. So had it been Abraham did not yield himself to layers of breaking, that thing God told Abraham, Isaac will wake up and still hear the same thing. Because Abraham didn't die enough. After 17 or so years, God told him, walk here before me and be perfect. There was not yet a seal on the calling. So even though the calling is sure, the election has not been certified. I will still yet show you. Because the Bible was speaking in the book of Peter, 1 Peter. He said, giving all diligence to make your election what? Sure. That means there is a seed that can come upon an election and then it will not be shifted. So, what is Peter saying? He's saying that there are certain things we can do to ratify our election, and people are just casual. They think it's a game. They didn't know that the whole of heaven is depending on this thing you are doing. Meanwhile, it looks like a fluke. Satan will deceive you. The natural events of time will try to make you to look as if it's a normal event. They are electing men. a season will come, another season will come, and God will utter his words and it will not be changed. I want you to pray for 1 minute and say, everything in me that is fighting your agenda through my life, I lay it down at the altar. Can you pray for 2 minutes? Pray in the name of Jesus.
Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, Jesus, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified.
I will not be shortchanged, I will not be pushed away, I will not be cast away. Knock me into shape. 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 You better cry now than cry later. Esau chose to cry later instead of crying now.
Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
30 more seconds.
Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day.
If he demands taking the job, take it. If he demands taking the relationship, take it. Don't leave me, don't leave me, don't leave me, don't cast me away. Dropping the ministry, dropping the title, dropping the ordination, dropping the name, I drop it, I drop it, I drop it.
In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, Jesus, make a man. I see the breaking of a brand new day. You is the name of the Lord. Alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. And on the arches, I will shut it down, Lord. Cry to him, telling you, will shut it down. He is not the one that sent you to do that ministry. That work you started, he is not the one. Shut it down. It will rob you of the main thing that he called you to do. Election will pass you back. Out of the ashes, I'm dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. In wisdom of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes, I'm dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. In wisdom of the Lord, alone is glorified. Rahaskifela namahan. In Jesus mighty. You can come and cast your seed and offering next week, Tuesday, 5 p.m. We continue again. You are blessed. If you are following us from Lagos, everywhere you are, we will be in Lagos 9 a.m. on Saturday to sound an alarm, such as the Lord has committed to us. We bring a ministration to the body of Christ in that territory. If the Holy Ghost has not released you, you might do well to give him one or two more minutes. In Jesus' name.